This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday warned a summit in Madrid that governments trying to decide how to respond to climate change risk passing a point of no return. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Choose hope over surrender in the fight against climate change. That's the call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as the COP25 climate summit began in Madrid on Monday. Guterres, a leading climate advocate, urged governments to lead the way.
And so my strong appeal to political leaders here today is please do lead. Do not follow. Because societies are moving, business communities are moving, local authorities are moving, the youth is moving, it is for political leaders to be able to take profit of this movement and to lead for us to be able to defeat climate change.
Delegates are hoping to use the summit, which wraps up on December 13, to inject fresh momentum into the process.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. A U.S. federal prosecutor indicates an upgraded indictment against two associates of presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani may be presented soon. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
During a pretrial hearing in New York Monday, Assistant U.S. Attorney Douglas Zollkind told U.S. District Judge J. Paul Oetken a superseding indictment is likely, but no decision has been made in the case against Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. A rewritten indictment could add or subtract charges. Parnas and Fruman are charged with conspiracy, making false statements to the Federal Election Commission and falsifying records. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has said he introduced the two men to President Donald Trump at a Hanukkah party in December 2018. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. The Trump administration has quietly released $105 million in military aid to Lebanon that it had been holding up for reasons that are still unclear. There's no indication the money was held up for political reasons. When asked for a reason, a senior State Department official said there were questions about the efficacy of U.S. aid to the Lebanese armed forces. The official said the aid was unfrozen last week without fanfare. Congress was notified in writing on Monday. A California Republican congressman says he's pleading guilty to campaign corruption charges to protect his children. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Six-term Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter says he will plead guilty to a single count of misusing campaign funds after months of claiming the federal investigation was politically motivated. He tells KUSI-TV,
I think it's important that people know that that I did make mistakes.
His wife, Margaret Hunter, was also charged in the case. In June, she accepted a plea deal that called for her to testify against her husband. Prosecutors say the two spent more than $250,000 in campaign money on golf outings, plane tickets, and a family vacation to Italy. And he used some of the money on romantic relationships with lobbyists and congressional aides. I'm Tim McGuire.
An online site raising money to help koalas displaced and injured in Australia's bushfire crisis has become one of the country's most successful charity campaigns. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
An animal hospital in New South Wales set up the GoFundMe online campaign with a target of $17,000 to buy automatic drinking stations for distressed koalas. It has, though, raised more than $1.2 million. Donations have come from around the world, including the US, Britain, New Zealand and Germany. Sue Ashton, the president of the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, says the fundraising effort has been incredible. Dozens of koalas have been brought to the hospital for treatment since the fire crisis began. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Separate airstrikes in Syria have killed at least 20 people. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which believes the Syrian government and Turkey carried out the attacks. One strike hit a popular market in the northwestern rebel-held town of Maret al-Numan on Monday, killing at least 9 civilians. Activists say several more people were killed when a second strike hit a market in the nearby town of Saraqib. Syria's northwestern region is the last major area controlled by Syrian rebels after more than 8 years of civil war. The area has become home to hundreds of thousands of people who fled other parts of Syria during the conflict. Marissa Melton, VOA News.